Here in the United States, this is Black Friday, the day when shoppers stand in line for holiday sales, or so the day has been. But if Black Friday doesn't mean much to you, you are not alone. Here's NPR's Alina Selyuk.
Black Friday shopping is not something Chris Ott grew up doing, but he married into a family who never missed the occasion.
We'd have Thanksgiving dinner as a big family, and then we'd sit around looking at the ads for Black Friday shopping, and we would develop this really fun strategic plan. Pick the store that we're going to wait outside of. We would divide and conquer.
He's now a youth pastor and cybersecurity engineer in the Denver area. And though Ott says at first he found the whole Black Friday deal hunting a little crazy, let's just say he got really into it.
It was so extreme for us that we'd be on vacation with family in Florida over Thanksgiving, and we would wait outside the Best Buy in Orlando to see what we could get there.
But in the past few years, this family tradition has fizzled out to a point that last year,
we decided we'd rather just put up Christmas decorations and didn't even go.
Ott is far from alone. This year, only 36% of people said they planned to shop on Black Friday, down from 51% just 3 years ago. That's according to a survey by PricewaterhouseCoopers, or PwC, where Steve Barr leads the consumer markets practice.
Black Friday is still a very major event, both for retailers and for shopping. But historically, it's been the major event, and now it's just a part of the overall season.
Barr says people know that great discounts no longer just happen on Black Friday. Retailers have made up more shopping holidays like Cyber Monday or Prime Day. Stores now open for doorbuster sales on Thanksgiving Thursday or even Wednesday. This year, lots of sales started a whole month earlier in October.
Retailers have permanently conditioned consumers to believe that there will be promotional events throughout the entire season and not through a single day.
To be clear, Black Friday is still the busiest shopping day of the year. And compared to the rest of the year, Black Friday does better at attracting shoppers to malls and all kinds of stores. But every year, the number of people joining the tradition is slightly lower. And some experts say it's not necessarily a bad thing. Scenes of crowds lining up overnight, stampeding inside, fighting over televisions and toys. For years, retail companies have tried to tame the crowds and make doorbusters a more pleasant experience. In the most infamous incident in 2008, a Walmart worker got trampled to death when 2,000 riled-up shoppers literally busted through the door.
Police say what happened here this morning was utter chaos.
And if you think about it, the doorbuster culture had stores fighting over shoppers who are chasing stuff that's cheap, says Peter Fader, professor at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania.
Customer who hasn't been with us since last Black Friday and is unlikely to come again until next year.
Fader says more and more companies are realizing the real value is in loyal shoppers who are there all year, not fair weather shoppers from one weekend in November.
There's always the chance that we could turn that ugly duckling into a beautiful swan, but it's not that common. And you'd start to say, whoa, wait a minute. Why are we paying people double overtime to be here to serve these not so great customers?
And that's one of the reasons why a few stores now outright close on Black Friday. Many more offer deals on their websites just as good as in stores. In fact, this year, PwC found, for the first time, the majority of people plan to do their holiday shopping online rather than busting through any doors. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.